Hello, this is David, and this is also Seven Laws Blog UK. Hope you're doing well. Today's post is going to be called Keeping the Seven Laws Doesn't Make You Part of Judaism. Again, that is, Keeping the Seven Laws Doesn't Make You Part of Judaism. So yes, you can find a clearer codification of laws for non-Jewish humanity in the Jewish tradition. And yes, it is mainly, also it is in the language, in their books. It's reasonable considering the Jews are supposed to be custodians of God's revelation. But with the Gentile creation of something called religion, the non-biblical term Judaism arose, and to many, I believe, it carries connotations of religion, that Judaism is mainly about belief in God and following certain principles, not fundamentally linked to nationalism or a certain land. Just as Christianity and Islam have adherents, people who are Christians and Muslims of different nationalities, but belonging to the same religion, because they have the same core beliefs, Judaism is thought to include people who are both Jewish and not Jewish simply because they share the same beliefs. Somehow, Judaism, the usage of such a term, polluted and diluted the nationalistic voice that is clear in the Jewish Bible, which focused most of its message on the descendants of Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, whose names were also translated, or more correctly, butchered into Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Such descendants also incorporated those non-descendants who totally forsook their own nations to naturalize and become Jewish or Israelite. With such dilution, not only do we have Jews that to differing extents reject the nation of Israel that is tied to a promised land, some with no active desire to return to their holy land, others who even campaign against the very existence of a mass of Jews returning to that land, Jewish anti-Zionists, not only that, but we have Gentiles who take on what they see as Jewish commandments or laws of Judaism and therefore feel as if they are now, or they can now happily as eagerly respond with Judaism or Noahidism when asked what religion they're part of. The thought that just came to me, that a person who adopts Christianity, let me try again. The thought that just came to me is that a person who adopts Christianity is a Christian, a derivative of the term in its language, Christianity, Christian. A person who adopts Islam is a Muslim, a derivative of the term in its language, Islam to Muslim. There's atheism to atheist, Buddhism to Buddhist, Hinduism to Hindu. Logically, then, what should be a proper adherent to Judaism, except a Jew? I guess even with the conceptual dilution, there are still signs of the nationalism in the so-called religion. But concluding that Judaism is supposed to be nationalistic to Jews, where does that leave many a Gentile who learns of the falsehood of their own religion? The fact is that many people want to belong to something, and religions bend the mind to wanting to congregate with people of similar belief. And since the seven laws are in Jewish tradition, it may be easy to conclude that they are Jewish law, that a Gentile becomes somehow attached to a religion called Judaism by learning laws for humanity and keeping them, that a Jew, a Jewish religious teacher, so-called, called a rabbi, should teach them and have authority over Gentiles. It's easy to yearn religion a religious community, a community based on belief. Maybe that's part of what makes Islam attractive to those who leave other religion. Again, it's similar to leaving an addiction. People may leave one addiction only to find another. There's nothing wrong or immoral with wanting to find people of similar beliefs, but allow me to share my belief. The Jewish Bible doesn't give two hoots about religion per se. It doesn't give a damn about being religious directly. It's more concerned about truth and a proper standard of behavior. It's about proper discernment and righteousness. It doesn't enjoin upon a Gentile to become a Noahide as if the two terms are different. Even the seven laws don't demand that. And despite what is taught by religionist rabbis, who seem to be many or the most vocal, it doesn't even command a Gentile to believe in God, not even hinging a rejection or idolatry on such a belief. Again, despite what is taught by the most vocal religionist rabbis. And the English word religion is hinged on such belief, which is why even atheism is a religion, because it's hinged on a belief about God. But it does. I mean, God does expect humans to be good, to do good, and to avoid bad behavior. Understand that doing good or avoiding bad, even because it's taught in the Jewish tradition, does not make you a Jew, part of Judaism. Judaism implies a lot more than doing good, avoiding evil, or even acknowledging God's existence. Again, I say, even if you think acknowledging God's existence is important or even commanded, such an acknowledgement does not literally make a person a Jew. I've got to use literally because I can imagine someone bringing up some quote from the Talmud to contradict me as if that quote is literal. Being a Jew, part of Judaism, implies a lot more about one's ancestry, covenantal relationship, nationality, people group, land of primary connection. So keeping the seven laws doesn't make you a Jew or part of Judaism, regardless if you are cognizant of their source, regardless if some Jew taught them to you or not. In fact, there's a chance that their incorporation into Jewish tradition may not even make them Jewish law. But that's another thing to ponder. So, if you're confused about that whole article, if you are, let me try to be a bit more direct. If somebody were to just read the Jewish Bible, there'd be no such thing really as Judaism. There's the nation of Israel, and there's its law. And there's certain people that enter that nation to different extents. Like, I'm going to reside in that nation, or amongst that people. And if I'm a non-Jew, I'd be a immigrant of some sort. Either I'd fully naturalize and become part of that nation, or I'd be a resident there, a foreign resident, who still, I'm not living in my lands. I'm living in the land of Israel, or I'm living amongst that people. And I'm residing amongst them. Now, when Judaism comes in, people start to see it as a religion, that now you don't have to be non-Jewish. Sorry, now Judaism, even though, you know, based on those derivations I told you about before, Christianity to Christian, Muslim to Islam, Buddhist, people, even though it's logical to think that Judaism means that its adherents are Jews, people think that it's this now wide thing that, you know, incorporates non-Jews who also believe the same thing as Jews. Hey, Jews believe in one God. I believe in one God. Boom. I guess I'm now part of Judaism. No, no. I think that's a non-Torah idea. I think that's a non-biblical idea. But the seven laws are part of Jewish tradition. But being a Jew, or what should be part of the nation of Israel, if the nation of Israel and its Torah became Judaism, then it's becoming part of that nation and forsaking your own to some extent. Well, actually, yeah, just say forsaking your own. Becoming part of that nation, you should become a Jew. If you're going to be in your own nation and just keep some of the Jewish teachings, you're not a Jew and you're not part of Judaism. You haven't adopted Judaism. You're not a full convert to Judaism because you're not a Jew. As much as it sounds like a religion that can accept everybody, it's not. There are some videos in the original article that at least buttress the idea that the fact that Judaism is now here and it's diluted what the Torah concepts of nationhood and being part of that people should be. As I say, it's just messed up a lot of things that were quite clear in the Jewish Bible. It was nation, living in that nation, or not living in that nation. It was that simple. And, you know, I guess people are free to do and think what they want. Hey, I'm part of Judaism because I keep the seven laws. That's their opinion. My opinion, my view, which I believe to be based on the Jewish Bible, is that if Judaism is linked to the nation of Israel and its Torah, its covenant, if Judaism is linked to that, where Judaism, the inherent of Judaism, is a Jew, then keeping certain teachings of theirs, but not living amongst such a people, not trying to be a Jew, means that you're not part of Judaism. It's that logical, I think. But, you know, free to your own opinion. Everyone's got their choices, right? Anyway, have a great day and be well. Thanks for listening.